That's our rain time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. The election in the bag, Ezra Seastrunk and his manager Squire Skin started a rumor on election eve that nylon stockings would go on sale at some store at the county seat the next day. Naturally, every woman in Pine Ridge made a beeline for the county seat. As Abner was depending almost solely on the women's vote, he has been left virtually voteless unless he or Lum are able to get the women back to town before the polls close. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. A bit of advice, friends. You'll never know how much you need and want Alka-Seltzer until you happen to wake up in the middle of the night with acid indigestion. That's when you'll want quick relief. You'll want Alka-Seltzer relief. All you do is drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, watch it bubble and dissolve, then drink it. Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, refreshing solution that helps you to fast relief. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten a sour, acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And the analgesic in Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the headache that so often occurs with an upset stomach. So remember, for occasional acid indigestion, at any time of the night or day, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Get a large package from your druggist now. It's more economical because it has over three times the number of tablets of the small size, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner and Cedric are just returning from the county seat.
Hey, Abner, get in here. Tell me what happened. Did you do any good?
Oh, Lum, that trip was just a waste of time.
It appeared to that. I reckon I ought to went myself.
It wouldn't have did no good. Them women won't listen to reason. All they can think about is them nylon socks. Only way to get them out of there is take dynamite and blast them.
Hey, Mr. Abner, do you need me anymore?
No, Cedric. Much obliged for driving in the county seat.
Oh, that's all right. You sure you don't need me no more?
No, run along if you want to.
Have you voted yet, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. I voted for whoever we left this morning. You want me to go vote again?
No, Cedric. Once is all you can vote.
Well, I'll be glad to do it again. Willing to do all I can.
Yeah, well, much obliged, but that won't help us now.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'll see you later.
All right, Cedric. So long. Doggy, you ought to have seen them women folks in there, Lum.
Well, couldn't you even talk a few of them into coming back and voting?
Not even Elizabeth, my own woman. Like I said, I couldn't even hardly talk to her. She's afraid she'd lose her place in line and didn't even want to listen to me at all.
Well, didn't you tell them that this was just a trick of Squire's to get them out of town so they couldn't vote for you?
Sure, I told them, but they never believed me. Just like talking to a batch of stumps on fire. Elizabeth asked me if I could prove this was just a trick studied up by Squire and Ezra, and naturally I had to admit I couldn't prove it.
Well, why didn't you tell them that neither Mrs. Skimp or Mrs. Seastrunk went to the county seat to get nylon?
I never know that. Didn't Ezra and Squire's woman go?
No. And if that don't prove who started the rumor, I don't know what does.
Why, sure.
Yeah, I wish you'd have known that.
Well, more like it wouldn't have done no good. Some of them even admitted that it might be a trick, but that they was going to stay there till sundown to make sure. Weren't going to take no chances whether there's any nylon there or not, that they want to be in on it, they said.
There ain't such reason.
I done everything I could. Final ask them if they'd rather have me for mayor a pair of nylons.
Well, you ought to know better than ask them that.
I found that out.
Yeah, tell me this. Did you see any women actually get a pair of them stockings?
Oh, no. I even got inside the store, went in through the back door, asked the manager if they had any to sell. He said no. Said he went out there and told the women that. They wouldn't believe him. They said they was going to stand in line and find out for themselves.
For pity's sake. How long do you reckon it'll take them to go through the line and find that out?
I don't know.
I was wondering if they might find out in time to get back to Pine Ridge before the polls close.
They won't be home by then. In the first place, when they get through with that store, they're going to try the other stores there in town.
Oh, me.
And in the second place, the county seat women is hearing about it now, so they're getting in line, too. Oh, it's a mess in
there.
Yeah.
It's peculiar what one little rumor can do, ain't it?
Yeah. And now that the town folks is lined up, well, our women is surer than ever that there's some nylons for sale at some store there.
Well, all I can say is that this thing has ruined us.
It's done. It
kept you from being mayor of Pine Ridge, and it's ruined my career as a political boss for good.
It has.
Oh, yeah. All you are is just a defeated candidate, but I'm a failure. It's the worst thing you can be, too. I'm ruined, Abner. A disgrace to myself.
Oh, how long?
Is that true?
I've got to face it. Such a complete failure. If you just lost by a few votes, it wouldn't be so bad, but then I bound you won't get over 5 votes all total.
5? Where do I get that many?
Well, there's me and you and Cedric.
3.
And Dick Huddleston.
4.
And my master.
Is she here? Didn't she go to the county seat?
No, she lost her ear trumpet the other day and never did hear the rumor about the nylon.
Well, good for her. You sure she's going to vote for me, though?
Abner, after that jumbled up handbill you and Cedric put out saying you advocated having the men turn over their paychecks to the women, ain't a female woman alive that wouldn't vote for you.
No, except where there's nylon socks around. Have you voted for me yet, Lon?
Well, no. I'll vote later on when the crowd thins out.
Oh.
I went down to the polls a while ago, but I felt so out of place, I just had to get out of there.
Out of place?
Well, everybody else around there was for Ezra, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
All standing around laughing and joshing, acting smart.
Smart, Alex.
Ezra and Squire both there shaking hands with everybody, grinning like a couple of jack-o'-lanterns. I just hate to go back down there and vote.
Well, I'm going to. I'm still for me.
Well, I am, too. It's just so that blame humiliating to be for you, though.
Yeah, humiliating.
I mean, after them handbills you got out.
Oh.
I wish I could just vote by mail.
Can you do that?
Yeah, it's legal. Takes time, though.
Time, huh?
You have to put in a request to the city clerk for a ballot, and then he sends it to you, and you mark it and put it in the mail.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be time to do all that now.
No, not unless... Wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minute. What time is it?
Well, it's about, let's see, about 11 o'clock, 3 minutes.
Granny, maybe we can make it. Abner, get hold of Cedric. You know where he went?
No, he never said he
went. Well, find him. Abner, if we work fast enough, we might win this election yet.
But, Lon, you know good and well we ain't got a chance in the world of
it. Yes, we have, but we won't have if we sit around here arguing about it. You try to locate Cedric and get him over here just fast as you can. While you're doing that, I'll be writing a letter.
What letter?
Oh, Abner, don't ask any questions now. Just go on and get on the telephone.
I'm doing it.
We've got a minute to lose.
Well, who are you writing that letter to?
To the city clerk. Now, hush up and don't bother me.
Oh, no, but I never know. Nobody seems to answer.
Well, ring again.
Well, I know Miss Lee Hunt at the county seat. I reckon Caleb's out voting. Looks like Cedric ain't home yet. Ain't no answer, Lon.
Well, call over to the bases. Maybe Cedric went over to see his friend Gomer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How are you coming with the letter?
Oh, all right, yes. Just don't interrupt me, and I'll get it done.
Well, excuse me, I never meant to interrupt you. I just wanted to find out, though. Hello? Who is this? Oh, Grandpa Bates. Is Cedric Lee Hunt over there? Well, is Gomer there? The what? Oh, my goodness, when they leave? Well, much obliged, Grandpa. Goodbye.
Well, Granny, is Cedric gone somewhere?
Yeah, him and Gomer went squirrel hunting.
Oh, me, there goes my whole plan.
Well, what'd you want him to do? Maybe I could do it. If it's anything that could help me get elected, I'm willing to do anything in the world.
Oh, sure, sure.
Cedric, I thought you went squirrel hunting.
Yes, Ma, we're on our way now. Just stop in to get some peanut butter and crackers to take along.
Yeah, well, Lon, we're...
Yeah, Cedric, you ain't going squirrel hunting. You're going to the county seat.
Mom?
Here, take this letter along with you and get every Pine Ridge woman there to sign it. Then drive back here just as fast as you can.
Well, Mr. Lon, me and Gomer...
Better do what Lon says, Cedric. I don't know what it is myself, but do it.
Yeah, don't ask no questions.
Yeah,
just do what I say and hurry. You'll never know how much depends on this.
What time it's getting to be. Or it takes Cedric this long to go to the county seat and back. It ain't but 22 miles.
I know. And maybe he can't get across Cedar Creek. It's been raining so much.
Well, if he does get back pretty soon, is there still enough time to get the women's vote?
I don't know for sure, to be honest.
Well, now, what all has got to be did yet?
Well, when Cedric gets back with that letter...
Yeah, now, just what did that letter say, Mom?
All that was just a request to the city clerk for an absentee ballot.
Oh.
See, according to our law, you have to make that request in writing. That's why all them women... Lemon had designed it.
Well, I see. Well, now, what does Cedric do with it when he gets back here?
Well, he takes it over to the city clerk and gets the ballots and some affidavits they have to sign, too, and then rushes them back to the county seat so the women can mark the ballots and get them in the mail.
Well, Lord, me, Lord, the ballots will never get back there by today. The polls close at 5:30.
Well, that don't matter.
Huh?
All they have to do is just get them postmarked on or before election day.
Oh.
But they've got to get them into the post office there at the county seat by 6 o'clock to do that.
Well, it still ain't hardly time to do that, is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, Douglas, I reckon I might just too well call up Ezra and receive the election to him or whatever it is you do.
It's conceived.
Well,
you ain't going to do that.
Well, yeah. Mom, the way things are going now. Douglas, wait a minute. Hey, look up. There he is. Cedric, he just drove
over. Oh, come on, let's get out there.
Huh?
We can't waste a minute.
Are we going with him?
No, I just want to tell him what to do. Watch the door there. Hey, Cedric, don't get out of your car.
I'm not taking you so long, Cedric.
Well, never mind that now. Just get that letter over to the city clerk, and he'll give you the ballots and affidavit. He's expecting you, and then rush him back to the county to see just as fast as you can.
Yes, Mom?
That reckon you can get through the creek there, Cedric? Is it up very high?
Well, I think I can get through if it don't get no higher.
Well, get across somehow and hurry up, Cedric. You ain't got much time. This is our last chance to get Abner elected mayor. Give it all you got, Cedric. Them ballots has got to get through.
Buying a product year after year unless you're satisfied with it. And that's why so many people continue buying Alka-Seltzer. They're satisfied with the relief Alka-Seltzer can give for so many common ills. For example, when you wake up in the morning after staying up late, eating, drinking, and smoking too much, you may have a throbbing headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now, that's just the time you want the quick relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Or you can often help avoid the distress of the next morning by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to its fizz, then drink it for that prompt, pleasant relief you want. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the large economical package, which contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. So get a large package right now. And remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.